The time is about 8:02. Present are Senator Huggins, Senator Davis, Senator Olson, and myself, Chair Kim Elton. We have one order of business. Nobody has signed up to testify on the agenda today. Is our bills previously heard, which by the process of elimination means Senate Bill 57, because that's the only bill we have heard. Is there any discussion before we have a motion? Senator Huggins.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thanks. I see these young people back here that look like they came with an interest of testifying or saying something, or we get a picture of them, or...
It would be appropriate. We don't do this often, but we did it last week also. It would be appropriate, perhaps, if somebody introduced the students that are with us today. Thank you, and thank you for the introduction. And we also are, there were groans when we decided that we would be meeting at 8 o'clock in the mornings. So you're not the only ones that may have some difficulty. Any further discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
I do have a question for the bill sponsor.
Sure.
Or just Chief of Staff, whoever's...
That may be where it is. Certainly, though.
The question that I have has to do with the 1.18 number that was arrived at. I was wondering how it was arrived at and how it's going to be, how it's going to go ahead and answer some of the questions. Because as you look at the people, at the student levels that are out there, you're dealing with some as low in the 40s as mm-hmm. well as some as in the 140s before you hit the 150 mark. With the economies of scale and those kind of things, how do you equilibrate or equalize or level the playing field for all those schools that are out there?
Through the chair, Senator Olson.
Senator Thomas, for the record, is...
Oh, yes, Senator Joe Thomas, District D. The 1.18 is basically an arbitrary number, just arrived at over a process of elimination of discussions about what is a proper number. So that is how it was arrived at, basically. Maybe a little more scientifically than that, but that is basically what it amounted to. And since that factor... since the schools under 150, charter schools under 150, aren't affected, aren't treated in the same manner as our regular schools, this was a compromise number to just basically help those under 150 is what it amounts to. They have a different formula than the regular school for schools under 150. So this number gives them a little bit of a break and is helpful in standardizing their annual recalculations is what it amounts to.
Mr. Chairman, one final question.
Senator Olson.
And are we sure that this 1.18 factor is going to go ahead and be adequate to go ahead and fund these schools, or are they going to be asking for more money next year or the year after, or you know, within a very short period of time?
Through the chair, Senator Olson. No doubt they'd probably like to see a larger number. We tried a larger number last year. Didn't work, so this seemed to be one that would be at least helpful in their case. No doubt in my mind they would like to see more, and it's just the common practice here, though, I guess.
And remind me what that number was last year.
1.27, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Olson. And if memory serves me correctly, another number that was discussed last year was 1.09.
That's correct. Yeah, there was a lower number as well.
So this is a number that is exactly in between
exactly.
the two.
So there was some science there. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you. Senator Thomas, when we look at charter schools, this is one increment of challenges that charter schools have, smaller charter schools. My question, though, is are you going to work on a broader scale of things that would include other challenges that charter schools have, i.e. facilities and other things of that nature? Because that my one concern with 57 is it takes one increment of challenges that charter schools has and addresses it, but overall there are some that probably may be even greater because I don't know a charter school that other than those that are in district facilities that by and large their largest expenditure bar none is facilities. and some of them don't have adequate facilities, and but there are other things too that that certainly come to bear. So
to the chair, Senator Huggins, no doubt about it, there are a variety of other issues, and we plan to look at those. We wanted to get this particular issue sorted out and underway at this point in time. We'll certainly look at the others. We didn't want to make the matter more complex because we saw the difficulty we ran into the first couple of years just with the discussion of charter schools and this per student count factor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further discussion? I'm going to take the privilege of the chair here to just make a comment that Senator Huggins, who just asked the question, has been stellar in his support as chair of the budget subcommittee for education over the past several years in making sure that funding beyond what would come through the formula was added to keep charter schools going. Further discussion? I'm going to look at the vice chair, Senator Davis, to see if she's prepared to make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion, first of all, that we bring 57 before us and that we then pass it from this committee with individual recommendation. That is the e-version of this bill.
And attached fiscal note.
Also with the attached fiscal note.
Is there objection? Seeing no objection, the bill has passed from committee. The next committee of referral is the Finance Committee. While we're circulating the recommendation sheet, just two notes that because the bill has passed out, there will be no Education Committee meeting Wednesday or Friday. Also like to note for members of the committee something to think about. We have not scheduled overviews. I did not do that kind of on purpose because I look around to the committee and I suspect there is not much that an overview could add to the expertise that is on the committee. Having said that, if any member of the committee wants to have an overview, just touch base with me or with committee staff, and we'll make sure that it is scheduled.
Yep.
Senator Huggins.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you. When we look at what the department brings forward and their concerns, I just like for us to be flexible in looking at things that we might want to visit that are priority, whatever that might be, for an overview. But thank you.
Absolutely. And just kind of a heads up, I think we're going to be trying to have something from post-secondary education as soon as they get some issues squared away. Any further business? No? Thanks for all being prompt. Committee's adjourned.